Mics are live.
Okay, I don't believe we have any members of the public to invite back into the room. The minutes will show that the executive session was adjourned at 9:51 a.m. The public, as mentioned, has been invited to return to the meeting room, and we are now back in open session. If there are any other motions that need to be handled immediately, they are in order now. Okay, seeing none, we are adjourned.
Wait, I have other issues, not motions, so.
Oh, you have other issues?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to just throw out here, if we, assuming that the bills pass here in the next couple of days to move this program over to ag, we'll still, as I understand, be the trustee for this case. Is that correct in everybody's interpretation of this, or can somebody clarify that?
From what I understand, that would be correct, but I myself haven't seen the new versions of the bills. I don't think Jack has either yet.
I looked for it this morning. I didn't find anything.
Yeah. Even when our budget came online, that information is in the ag one, and his budget was not online yet.
So what would have to happen for them to be the trustee? Can somebody clarify, like, what would have had to have been specified in law if they were going to be, if ag was going to take this, or if we're going to keep it? I mean, how do we ultimately know?
Does this fit within our notice to talk about this insolvency? It probably does, huh?
This probably does, because this would be directly affected. Yeah.
Well, from my perspective, as at least what I understood those issues to be, this insolvency is going to go forward either way.
Right.
So depending on the exact language of the statute, either we would remain the named trustee, or it would just switch over to the ag department. It would be a matter of reading the statute and determining whether the power transfers immediately, and then they step in and kind of turn into my client, if you will, or whether you remain on ongoing insolvencies. Mm-hmm. There's applicable law that would apply would still be the law that exists.
So if it's just
substantive law,
which I believe it is they just took what it said in our statute and moved it over to them. They didn't make any special note of this case that I've seen.
But I believe, although it was just going on, like, when we came in here, I believe in our budget is a provision where we get money through the Ag Commissioner's Office to process this case.
Okay.
$100,000.
Yeah, so that would be enough to say.
I see the amount.
Okay. So assuming that happens, then I think we need to talk about or think about, I'm not saying we need a decision now, but it may be down the road, how we involve the Ag Department in this proceeding, if at all, so that they benefit from this case and have some experience, and because they'll be the next trustee. And so I just think that we need to think about that.
And
I'm also not interested in having them out there criticizing the decisions that are being made in this case, if we can avoid that at all possible. So,
from my perspective, I just have to wait to see, you know, what the exact final language of whatever is passed is before I could really give an opinion on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have to discuss that then at a later date. Maybe we can even add it to admin discussion at our meeting, our commission meeting next week, because by then we will know. Yeah, for sure.
I guess at this point I'm kind of hopeful that talk, it seems like we're making some progress now with the water and the bidding and everything to move that grain and on load restrictions and all that. Is it conceivable that we possibly have recommendation to the court yet in June, or is that not possible?
I would say possible, but not likely. I would think more realistic timing of report, if everything goes well, which a lot is riding on that boot working,
yeah,
is right in that July, August, September timeframe, you know, which also goes along with dealing with some of the issues we discussed and the timing on those as well. Okay.
So the boot, I don't know if we have the manpower to do a couple things at the same time, but the boot working and getting all that stuff doesn't really affect the legitimacy of claims and which account they come from and all of that, does it? So is there, do we have enough people to start that work, going through the claimants and determining what portion is valid and which company they're part of and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've been sorting through the claims.
You're doing that?
We've been sorting.
Part of our issue on that is we know that there are still records out there that we haven't gotten, and we're working on getting those.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
And we just, I mean, I'm trying to think of the timing here. We just became aware of those records, and they're not in our possession, but we're trying to get them. And at least as what we've been told about them, they will be helpful records to us.
Mm. Okay.
To evaluate the process.
To evaluate those claims and stuff. All right. Well, I mean, if it's feasible to get that thing done before this, or get the report done at least, that would be a good deadline to shoot for anyway.
We will do our best.
Yeah. And there's
to continue
a lot
working.
To get done.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
I have nothing further.
Okay.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.